Welcome to chilloverradio.net. This broadcast is brought to you by promo.dj.com, exclusive-vodka.com, mix-sets.com, Open Bar Music, Asukar, Digital Distribution, Media Services NYC.com, SBSDesigns.com, DiamondFuse.com, and MyDigitalDepot.com.
Step right up, ladies and gentlemen. You're about to embark on the newest kind of listening experience known to man. Throw out what you thought you knew about beer, for obsbeers.com will show you the way of the craft beer life. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening from around the world. It's almost time for What We Have in Common. Don't fight the feeling, invite the feeling. Sit back and get situated, acclimated, and vegetated for the number one podcast beer show on this planet or any other planet. Often imitated, but never duplicated. The one and only Open Bottle Society's Open Bottle Talk. Warning! The following program is about beer. It contains mature subject matter. It has been known to feature bombastic buffoonery, humiliating humor, iniquitous information, repugnant repartee, sinful shenanigans, and vulgar verbiage. It's a show about beer. It's not an electronic babysitter for your children while you go off and play house with your neighbor, or your neighbor's wife, or your neighbor's goat. In other words, this ain't the Disney Channel. It's a show about beer. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Hey everybody, thanks for tuning in for Open Bottle Talk this week. I'm Sean the Sound Guy. This is the episode that we were in Reno. We were on location and we set up shop in the back of Great Basin Brewing Co. And near all their equipment and stuff, it was a great time. We actually had to have our two guests, Dave and Cameron, share a microphone, which was no big deal, except for the first bit of the first part of the podcast, the microphone was not really anywhere near their faces. So it does sound a little distant, and I've had to edit it so that way we can hear them, so you might notice some more noise or something like that. Please don't think I'm a shit sound guy, although yeah, that's probably fair to think. But in reality, it all got fixed around the 6-minute mark when Dave is given the business to Key. Well, that wasn't a sex joke. Well, is it? There's no spoilers here. So yeah, around the 6-minute mark, everything will clean up, but the jokes will get dirtier, just the way it should be. So yeah, enjoy the rest of the podcast. Sorry for interrupting your precious time.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you guys for tuning in to obsbeers.com Open Bottle Talk, brought to you live, pre-recorded by chilloverradio.net. Before we start, we want to go ahead and thank all of our sponsors. Frank, what are our sponsors?
Band Coffee.
Hell yeah.
Colorado Hop Company.
For Shizzle.
DJ Child.
Hey, man, she's got the best meats in town.
Child Squad. Who am I forgetting?
No, wait, hold on. If that's a real website, we're fucked. Okay, go ahead and stricken that from the record. Okay, so we got Band Coffee. Oh, Dana, who does our beer labels. So we got Dana's. Yeah. Arts of Dren.
Yes, Arts of Dren.
2017 Designs. Anybody else? Oh, we got Colorado Hops Company.
I said that.
Do we have Band Coffee?
I said that.
And today's show's been brought to you by Great Basin?
Yes.
Man, that makes some good shit. I know we said it for another brewery, but they make some good shit too. It's our slogan. So if we find it on their t-shirts.
They make good shit.
All right. So with that said, we want to go ahead and put that shameless plug in. And if you need us on all of our social media, head over to obsbeers.com and right there on the homepage, everything you need. Don't be lazy. We're not going to tell you. It's all there. If you need to reach us, do some exploring. There's a contact section. You want to know what we're all about? Check out our about page. And if you want real classy news, dudes. It's hidden on the website of GJ Child. Child Squad! All right, so we got a couple people in the building. So, gentlemen, if you kindly would. Oh, we got one more shout out. Sean, the technician.
Hey! Yeah!
Don't forget about Sean.
Wait. First off, you're not supposed to. Just technician, please. Thank you. Yeah, after what happened last episode, fuck you. So, gentlemen, if you guys kindly would introduce yourself, tell us your position here at Great Basin, and then we'll get down to business, and then the undressing will begin.
Ooh, I can't wait. So, my name is Dave Miller. I'm the brewery manager. I oversee basically the brewery operations.
And no, I need a little more than that. I mean, give it to me. I need you to sell this.
I'm a Sagittarius.
Okay.
I like bright blue eyes.
Fair enough.
Long walks on the beach, and the smell of kitty litter in the summer.
You know what? I know that we were supposed to keep this a little PG. Chubby. Stage one. All right, and the next gentleman here.
I'm Cameron Kelly. I'm the director of sales.
Wait, what was the last name you said that way too? Are you nervous?
No,
you
not yet.
Do you need like a sort of vigorous pants petting? I'm going to have to kind of use metaphors here. We got like a couple of kids running around the brewery. So
like my own pants?
Will that help you calm down?
I don't know. Can I pet pants?
No, you got to face the mic.
Oh yeah, there it is.
There you go. So say your name slow.
I'm Cameron Kelly.
Fair enough.
K-E-L-L-Y.
I don't want people to get that confused. Yeah. I'm like, her voice is changing. She's
I just got real raspy, real nasal. Easily.
All right, what else you got for me?
So I'm the director of sales, former brewer. I was in the brewery for about 3.5 years, and then I've been doing sales for the last 4, maybe.
All right, fair enough. I like how you're real uncertain about those years.
Yeah.
Were most of those drunk, comatose?
Well, I was in the brewery, so of course.
Fair enough. All right, so what we're going to do is it's going to be done a little different on today's show. Normally, we're going to talk about beers and break them down and do all that good stuff, but based upon David here, he's caught our shit, and he's watched us, and what is your opinion on obsbeers.com and all that good stuff, and what actually transpired for us to actually be here in the brewery?
So after work one day, I decided to look up some different reviews that had happened on the Great Basin beers. Went onto YouTube and just looked up beer reviews, Great Basin. There was a couple different ones that were on there, but you guys were probably maybe the top 3 or 4 that were on there. So I popped them in, and there was some definitely nice feedback coming in. Seemed to know what you were talking about. Understood the flavors and the profiles that we were trying to accomplish here. So I said, hey, why not throw out a little love to these guys, get a hold of them, send them down some glassware, send them down some other bottles that maybe they weren't available in their area. And since then, you guys have done reviews on all those beers, and for the most part, they've been really upbeat and in the positive manner. So I wanted to invite you guys up here and get a little taste of stuff that we can't necessarily get out in the bottles, taste some stuff that's our seasonal on taps. So that's what we're going to hopefully go through today.
Which beers weren't so positive?
The only one that I saw that was like in the middle of the road, and it wasn't bad. It was the 39 North, and you guys tasted it pretty warm.
Yep.
Whoa, blonde ale.
Look, can we get personal? Can I call you Dave?
Absolutely. I would appreciate that. Yeah.
Okay. So
my
Big
mom
D.
calls me David, so unless
you
want me to call you mom,
I suggest you. Yeah. Just. Dave, like, you did change your diaper. Okay. Yeah. So just so you understand, so what we have taught everyone is we don't say warm, because you have that misconception of the population that think warm is hot. So we say room temperature.
No, warm is warm. There's cellar temperature.
But we use the word room temperature, and that's why because in order for us to pull those flavors that you guys want the people to experience,
sure,
we need it at room temperature, which means the chill's knocked off. So that's why when we came up here, you handed me that 39 North cold, and I was like, motherfucker. I apologize for the MF word, and that is German for yeah. We learned a little Dutching speech, right?
Yeah, it was totally different from when we had it at room temperature. But
how
it,
that
it,
works, Dave?
Cold was fantastic.
Room temperature. Yep. Sure.
Sorry, guys, that was me.
Yeah. So a lot of beers, yes, they're great. You're gonna get a lot more of the flavor and the smells and all that stuff that you're supposed to at room temperature. We would say maybe go a little bit colder than that, maybe get into the low 50s at cellar temperature.
Right.
Typically, things that were aged or in cellars were typically at that around 50 degree mark. Certain beers definitely taste better cold. I mean, if you've ever tasted a Coors or a Bud Light warm, it's disgusting. We don't, nobody wants to drink that stuff. But there are certain beers that taste better a little more chilled versus at that room temperature.
Sure.
So that's all I was saying. I wanted you guys to experience the beer as we were meant for it to be drank versus, you know, maybe getting the profiles that you got when it was warmer. So.
Well, damn. Well, make sure that doesn't happen in the future, David.
Yeah,
no, but we totally understand you. Most of the time, a lot of people that we work with, as far as the fans go, and just in our everyday daily, most of the time we usually do the high ABVs.
Sure.
Usually that's cellar or room
Absolutely.
Temperature.
Warmer would be better.
So a little bit about me is I was going to become a sommelier. We do all the things that we do on the show. I took that education and applied it to the beer. So in order for me to pull all those great things, even if like even lagers, which we all know is the cold man's working right. beer, we've done some heinous things such as Corona, Modelo, and all these things room temperature. And let me tell you, I've thrown up many, many times.
On camera, folks. Check out YouTube.
Yeah, it's awesome. A horrible thing. We raised a lot of money doing it. You know, we were, because, you know, that stuff is, it's worth the pain. And but we totally understand where you guys are coming from. And so you guys know, cold has a different texture attack, and so does room temperature. So we don't want you to go, well, which one's right? Both are absolutely right. So room temperature is an experience. Cold consumption is another experience, but more for the faster consumption, because you need it. It's been a long day at work, sure. and you just want to have a great taste in beer at the end of the day. And when we did the 39 while we were setting up doing the show, man, yeah, I'm going to have to, I got to think of a metaphor. Hold on. Because right now we are streaming live at this recording on right, your so guys' Facebook. What is your guys' Facebook that we're streaming on? Hold on. That's the person filming us. What's the Facebook? It's,
I think it's Great Basin Brewing Company.
Guys, if you go to Facebook and go to Great Basin Brewing, it's got to be.
Yeah,
listen,
you're
going to
get close.
Listen, I apologize. What's been going on? We have been, I think, been drinking. We had some great pizza and things like that. We'll touch on all those great things. And I'll tell you guys what. We're going to give these guys a few moments to get all their social media together. We're going to tell you how to find them, how to get a hold of them individually. And then we're going to get break down and tell you the epic story on why it took us 12 hours and a 7-hour drive to get to Great Basin in Reno. And also how I learned Sparks and Reno are not actually two separate towns. They're just Henderson and Las Vegas. So we'll be right back, guys. We appreciate you. And always remember, PYPD. Oh, that means pull your pants down. Go ahead. All right, guys, so look, we apologize for the first part. What had happened was we kind of got out of character. You got to understand that these two gentlemen sitting next to us, one's got an epic beard. You just want to all over that. And then you have Dave. I call him Big D. He does push-ups, and I'm envious because I have pecs in training. Well, technically titties. He's well-fit. Like, we wear the same size shirt, but mine just looks stretched. It's beautiful. You know, nobody shame here. All right, guys, so what we're going to do is we're going to explain a nice little story on why it took us so long to get here, because we're actually recording. We're behind by 2 hours. We were supposed to be here, okay, three, you know what? Fuck you. Fuck you, Dave. You know what? Okay, hold on a couple more times. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. So I'm pretty much covered as far as the FUs were allowed on the show with these guys. No. All right, so this is what had happened. So we left Las Vegas. So from Las Vegas to Reno, going uphill, 7.5 hours, doing 65. So we left at 2:30, thinking we can catch it, grab something to eat, be here on time.
2:30 in the morning, folks.
2:30 in the fucking morning. We went through our checks and balances. We made sure all the equipment's here. We made sure everybody didn't leave anything. And I wasn't being selfish on this one. Normally, I'm like, hey, do I have my personal belongings with me? So we get in the car. We start driving. Several things kept going back to the garage. Frank forgot something.
That was me.
So that should have been my clue that maybe I should check if there was something I left. So we get on the road. We get the gas. We go to a gas station outside. We were past Indian Springs. We were past Indian Springs. So we get to the Chevron gas station. And we're like, okay, let's be safe. We're at half a tank because we got a lot of weight in the car. And we go to the gas station. It's closed. But we're trying to figure out where to go because it looked all gravel. So we get in there. We get the gas. So this is where it all started going downhill. So we're getting ready to get back on the highway to you guys. We drove over the freeway
without looking
and
we were in the parking lot
and we're like oh, we're across the street, and then out of nowhere this UPS truck's lights come on and he goes, we're like, oh, we'll just follow him, oh, there it is, and then we get on and we're going. So we all know semi trucks have a high rise and they can pretty much roll over anything in the center. They just kind of center it and they go over big things. My car's lower, it's a Scion XP, not lowered, but it's naturally small. So we're fucking driving, and then out of nowhere the truck goes, and we're behind him, and a big piece, I swear to you, had to be like a portion
like
of
a
some center
block.
Something fell off a vehicle, and it came too quick, so I veered and clipped my tire. So we're like, boom, boom, like you hit a bump. So I say, Frank. So it woke everybody up. Frank, I think we're going to be okay because we're rolling for 2 miles, and all of a sudden, I'm like, are we on a rumble strip?
Yep.
We thought we were on a rumble strip. Yeah. So then all of a sudden, I know when you get a flat tire, you kind of let go of the steering wheel a little bit to kind of see which way you're going to go, and we were going this, you know, we were moving to the right. Damn. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, I said, damn, I know, right? Scary, right? I usually cuss. They're going to put this on their Facebook. Okay, so we pull over. I'm looking. We see the nick in my rim. It's a big gash, but didn't damage the rim, and a big chunk blowout. So we call the insurance company. 2 hours later, they pull up and everything. Then it dawned on me, I don't have my bracelet. So I carry this like prayer bracelet thing, and I don't believe in a lot of things, but every road trip this me and this man has ever been on, or all the trips I take for hours on end, never had a problem. Scary moments, but never had a problem. Even when like the oil changes need to happen, bad tires. I mean, we've driven on bald tires. Mm-hmm. You know, it's been bad.
Clutch brakes.
Yeah, clutch brakes. Like, I drove one time and my caliper popped off, but we made it to a place, but I didn't lose the piston. The piston inside the caliber. So I was good, and so they fixed that. All with this bracelet. The one time I don't bring my bracelet, we hit a rock and blow out a tire. It gets better from there. So the reason why we were late 12 hours later. So we get to Beatty. So our insurance said the guy can drive us, and the guy's like, look, we can take you back to Vegas. You get to one dealership. You're going back to Vegas for 110 miles for free. We're like, no, we'll just check the tire. We're going to go to this tire place. I call a tire place. I don't carry your tire. Okay, can you at least put us... First time using a donut. Then all of a sudden, donut's good. So we on this donut, you're not supposed to do 65 miles.
The donut was flat.
So the tow truck driver put the air in it, so we're good. So we're like, all right, we're just going to make it to Tonopah. So, Frank, what happened?
I'm going to stop you for a second. So we're live streaming this, and we got some guy on there going, what are you guys, pussies? You can't change a tire?
No, don't say that. Say beaver.
We're not.
No, because they're going to use it. Say beaver.
We're not on Facebook anymore.
Yeah, you're good, man.
So,
pussy.
What are you guys, wimps?
No, I'm good with pussy.
So, he's like, you can't change a tire? I was like, dude, the spare's flat.
We're in the middle of nowhere.
We have a full-on blowout. It's 30 degrees in the middle of the desert.
Coyotes be raping.
Give it a break. It's pitch black.
Oh, before it even blew out the tire, we saw these cubs of coyotes just run by. Had to be three of them. They were not small, but they were cubs. Because I know they were cubs. Because the mother was behind them, and I saw them in the rearview mirror, and they looked at my car like, did you, and like the, he's like, did you put the rock out there? And then the coyote was like, yeah. I think the rock said Acme on it, and we were, my car,
The first place is 4 miles away, and we call, I don't carry your tire, and I'm not going to offer you any other help than that.
I think it was because I was black.
Yeah, you kind of sounded black on the
I
phone.
I did. I was like, yo, my dude, y'all, I'm saying, Brooklyn in the house.
You do that so badly. So
go fuck yourself.
So we said, all right, well, where can we go next? And so we drove to
Tonopah.
Oh, yeah.
No, we went straight to Tonopah.
Tonopah, which was about another 90 miles away. We get to the, the Goodyear place.
No, wait, before that, we're in snow on a donut.
Oh, yeah.
So it's literally making my vehicle. My vehicle was its bitch on the highway. And I'm like, okay, here's 40 miles an hour. And we're doing, we were really taken by the scenic. We were really taken away by the scenery. Desert is better than my desert, even though we're
agreed,
in the same.
Agreed.
It was really enchanting. I wanted to get out and put the snow on my balls, but we had to get to you guys as fast as possible.
He really was talking about that almost the whole way.
I was like, I would like to snow put snow on my balls. I've never done it. So, you know, bucket list type shit.
Scrape the freezer for some frost.
That's not snow. That's frost, my brother. Right, I don't know how Reno gets down, but I need some real snow. So we drive through, we get to Tonopah. I mean, which by the way, BD, great meth area. Just beautiful meth. Oh my God, it was beautiful. So we get over there, what happens?
The place is closed.
But wait,
on this a main thoroughfare on a Saturday.
Yeah, which is crazy. Now, mind
maybe
you,
it's the Lord's day for them.
No, it gets better. But
worship my Lord.
This whole time, Frank talks. You know, me and Frank, we talk. We're coming to see you one way or another. Right. Because anyone who reaches out to us deserves our time, no matter what. Come hell to high water, and we appreciate you guys hanging out with us at this time. So, come have a beer, please. I do not trust a man with an empty glass. keep going. So we talked to the guy. We had to call a number. The lady's like, okay, this costs $100, and we're in front of the tire place, and we're willing to bet the guy that we were talking to was the guy that they would have dispatched.
Yeah, he told us we had to call the call out number while he's got his keys to open up the goddamn place. And so it's $100 just to come out.
Plus the tire, plus $20. Tire, yeah. And she's like, can you read off the number of your tire? Sure. We don't carry it. But there's a place that might. So it's the town next to it, which was...
Oh, fuck if I know.
Hawthorne?
Hawthorne.
So we call Hawthorne.
Nope.
No, nope, sorry. But they were going to charge us $110 an hour.
Because we call the emergency number.
Yeah, and then we don't carry your tire, but we're closed. So me and Frank look at each other. We got the two autistic kids in the back, and all of a sudden, the only place that DJ Child found was... What was the name of the place?
Les Schwab in...
Fallon.
Fallon. So shout out to Les Schwab.
So from Tonopah to Fallon, it took us almost four hours. And we were live streaming because I told Katie, you want to find out where we're at, we'll live stream to the best of our abilities. So we get to Fallon. Then all of a sudden they go, there's a person ahead of you. This might take about an hour and some change. What? And by this time, it's 2 o'clock. We're supposed to already be here. So they got us in within 20 minutes.
What time did we leave, I guess?
2:30.
2:30 in the morning.
Oh, there we go. Okay. 11 and a half hours later.
So then we're like, oh, man. Guys, I'm all about professionalism, even though we drink and all that. And I'm over here stressing like we just blew our chance and time is money and all that. You know, that sort of thing. Sure. And I'm stressing. And nobody's getting it. I'm like, I said we'd be there. And Frank's like, shut the fuck up. It's a blowout tire. What are you going to do? It isn't like we woke up late.
Right, that's what I was telling.
Yeah.
It's not like, my alarm didn't go off, dude.
So thanks to Dad, I calmed down. So as soon as they put the tire on, I'm doing like 85. So now we're here, and we really do appreciate everything. So there's our fucked up story. What took you guys so long to get here? Especially you. Because he's like, he'll be here in 10 minutes.
Yeah. Well, I went home and took a nap.
Did you masturbate?
Good for you.
Earlier.
Yeah. Actually, Sean, are you here? Sean? Can you throw in a hand clap standing ovation stadium cheer for this guy? Was that part of the masturbation?
Yes, Chrisky.
Appreciate it. And also, can you also throw down one more thing? Uh-huh. I know it's going to get us in trouble. Can you throw in Krusty the Clown laugh? Throw that in for me. I appreciate that.
And be sure to tag my mom.
Big shout out to his mom.
Ow.
Whoa. Okay, so there it is right there, ladies and gentlemen. So we wanted to get you guys. So are you guys happy that we're here?
Absolutely.
Absolutely, man.
All right.
Super happy that you guys came up.
All right, so what we're going to do is right now, we're going to go ahead and shut this portion down, and then we're going to get down and get to know Great Basin and ask all the hard-hitting questions and find out at who's at this table with a chubby, because I'm at stage 2. All right, we'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, if there's one great place to be when you're out in Reno or in Sparks, check out... hold on. We've been drinking way too much good shit here. Where are we at?
Very Great
Basin. That's an O, or what? Yeah, or was that a U? Boosin?
It's a Great Basin Brewing Company.
Yeah, that's where the fuck we are. That's right. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you are offended by what we're doing, we are doing our job. Now, let me go ahead and explain something to you. I'm going to shut up for this portion and let Frank take over. And Frank, give it to him hard.
So, tell us the story. How did Great Basin come to be?
I want the juicy details.
Okay, so...
Lick your lips.
Basically, the owner at the... Well, there was a couple owners. The time that this came about, brewing had just pretty much become legal again in Nevada. A couple of home brewers that had won some national recognition on some of their beers that they had made decided to get together and come up with a brewery or brew pub, and no banks would fund them at the time. Banks were thinking that this wasn't probably going to be the most lucrative type of a gig, so they went ahead and went out and searched for people that would help support them. Okay. Family, friends, whatever they could get. And they basically got enough money to start the brew pub up in the Sparks location. It was a little 7-barrel system with a couple fermenters, nothing too huge. But they got together, they made it, opened up after many, many delays because of public entities not getting the permitting together properly, yada, yada, yada.
So hold on real quick. I do hate to interrupt you. He used the secret word.
The yada, yada, yada.
Well, drink, everybody, then.
Yes, drink, yep. Okay, you said yada, yada, yada. That was the key word, drink.
Well, I'm going to say that a few more times, then.
Have you been watching our show? That's the first time we've ever done that. Okay.
It's a good idea.
So after all this, they got together, they made the brewery, they made it happen, they opened up, sold out of the first beer they made within hours.
Wow.
Is a great opportunity, let's make some more. I'm sorry?
What was the first beer they made? Do you remember?
Icky, was it not?
So Icky was the first season.
Wait, hold on now. There you go, slide that, put that in your mouth.
Yeah. So Icky, our Ichthyosaur India Pale Ale, was the first Brewmaster's seasonal, but we started with 4 flagships.
Okay.
Our Nevada Gold, Wheelie Peak Wheat, Jackpot Porter, and Wild Horse Amber.
I'm going to be honest. I am not a fan of the Wild Horse. It's one of my least favorites. No, not saying that it's on the... I think it was because when we were doing a couple of reviews before we got to know you guys at this point, I ended up doing the Wild Horse later. Mm. And I was like, kind of wish I did it first.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to let you know. I don't just give everybody great reviews. I'm just, we're human.
Yeah, it's all right.
So they sold out of... the first beer within an hour.
Yeah, well, not within an hour, but within a first few hours, they knew that, hey, we were onto something good. So since then, the second owner, who is Eric McCleary, he has since passed away. He's no longer with us, but the main owners, Tom and Bonda, have been here and still own the place, still have some of the private investors, and they're still going forward, trying to make the best beer possible. We're always striving to make the perfect beer, even though we'll probably never attain that.
Right.
But that's what we're shooting for. So.
Okay. And how long have you guys been with the company?
I personally have been here going 8 years now. Yeah.
So what drew you to this?
Beer. I love beer. I love drinking. I love alcohol. I love inventing, making things with my hands.
So what got you in the door? Like, why did they hire you?
So I was a landscaper before I ever started here. I loved, again, building and making things with my hands. So I love digging ditches. I love physical work. It got towards the end of the recession that just recently was, you know, is over. And the company that I was with couldn't have me on anymore. So I was laid off. It was towards the middle of the winter, which in landscaping, you don't get hired around here in the middle of winter because of snow. And I actually cold called Tom one day and said, hey, I've been homebrewing for a few years now. I want to get into this all grain recipe. I want to hone my skills in to make better beer. Do you mind if I come down and volunteer some time? He said, sure, yeah, come on in. They're brewing on Tuesday. You can meet the brewers and all that. And once I did that, I basically never left. I started volunteering my time 5 days a week, 40 hours a week, just to learn and hone in and hone in. And then about 4 months after this all happened and I was hanging out here, they decided they were opening a second location. And because I'd been there for so much, learning all their different techniques, they offered me a job. And that went from being, you know, keg washing and making the beer into now overseeing all three brewery operations.
Wow. I like it.
So, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, that thud sound has been brought to you by the Incredible Hulk. Also, this is their first time on a podcast, so just to let you guys know.
Wait, did I get
it? I did.
Oh, you did.
No. Bruce David Banner over there, fucking.
Which is funny because that's one of the beers we're going to taste. Max Smash.
All right.
I like that. All right, Frank, who's next?
What about your story?
This is Cameron speaking. And so I actually started as a waiter at our Sparks location right around the same time that that Dave was getting in. So about I'm coming up on around 8. coming up on about 8 years.
No. Hold on, Cameron. So let's go ahead and talk about proper etiquette on podcasting.
Yes, sir.
So you know these microphones are kind of sensitive.
To sound. Okay. Yeah.
Well, they're sensitive to touch also.
Yeah, so
it's really sound.
He can hear this. No, he can... Shut up. He can hear this. So please.
Yes,
so
I,
what we
I
do
apologize.
Is if you have... No, don't apologize. This is great because this is great material for the show. All right, so what you want to do is... So I used to talk with my... I talk with my hands. So if you have to move your hands, forearms on the table, and then you can slap them and do whatever you want. Just don't... You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
I got you.
I get you. Yeah.
Over there, I can't really tell him much to do because he invited us. But you, on the other hand... This is different. Continue. No, you can cough. It's fine. It's human. Human sounds. Right now, just to kind of set it up. If we could, Sean, are you here?
Yeah.
Can we get a transition back to, is it Cameron?
Yes.
Of someone scratching their balls. All right, go ahead.
There you go.
Nice. Good job.
Perfect.
Good.
So glad you came along.
So
you actually know he will put these sounds in, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Absolutely. Yeah. So I've been here coming up on 8 years. I was actually a regular at our Sparks location on Tuesday nights. We always do, or we've always done Tightwad Tuesday. So back then it was $2 pints all day on Tuesday. And so I had some...
Holy shit.
Yeah. It's only up to, $3.50 maybe now? 8 years later?
Wow.
Yeah, you don't know?
No. I mean, like, does it matter? Yeah. I mean, for that $3 and...
Yeah, right? Yeah, so I'd been a regular and I just fell in love with beer, and you know, I started doing a little bit of home brewing, and I realized that I was just shitty at it, and I was like, well, I need people to teach me how.
Right.
And so you know, in the meantime, I'd been waiting, serving tables, and started going into the brewery, and Dave was, you know, letting me clean kegs and, you know, kind of do the same thing that he did, just go in, volunteer my time as much as I could on my days off. And then after a little while of doing that, a position opened up here at our Reno location. Michigan, and ended up brewing here for about 3.5 years, and then moved into sales after that. So I've been doing that for the last few years.
Nice.
Cool. Cameron, you miss brewing at all?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I miss, you know, the one of the things that got me into sales was that I loved going out and talking about the thing that I made.
Right.
You know, being able to be like, look at this, like, taste this. I'm so excited about it. So, you know, I miss having a final product at the end. But, you know, I feel like I still enjoy going out and, like, you know, talking about our beer and being excited about it in general. But, you know, certainly miss being part of it.
Something that I just thought of that I don't think I've ever asked a professional brewer before.
Chubby at level 3.
Do you guys still homebrew?
So honestly, as soon as, for me, no. Okay. You know, like I said, I was terrible at it. And as soon as
I love the fact that David, your boss, is laughing at your failures. And that's the best part. And there's nothing you can do about it, bro. Because if you're like, bro, he's like, dude. And you'd be like, damn. He's like, that's right.
Yeah. But yeah, so then, I was like, what, I'm going to work here 10, 12 hours a day and then go home and homebrew. But I definitely know, quite a few of our brewers still do. They'll still homebrew. And I'm like, that just wasn't for me.
Okay. Yeah. Same question for you, Mr. David, for your face is so cherry. No, put it in your mouth. That's fine. Your face is so red.
Well, I did have 3 hours to drink beer before you guys got here.
I love your poor life choices. Love it, bro.
No, so honestly, as soon as I started brewing on a professional level, I sold all my equipment. Most people say, even if you're in the trades or whatever, if you're an electrician, if you're a plumber, you don't want to go home and plumb or do electrical work after you get home. And it's the same thing. You're here
8, 10, 12
hours a day, depending, because this is very much shift work. You don't just, everything's done after 8 hours. You know, you very much have to finish the brew out. You have to finish what you're doing to make sure that the next day is going to proceed in the proper manner. And when we have to get beers out by certain times because of deadlines that we've already set, it's very much shift work and you have to get the things done. So sold it all. Haven't brewed a batch at home since.
Well, because you're brewing here.
I unfortunately don't get to brew as much as I would like to because I kind of oversee the operations now, but I do get to teach the new people coming in techniques, how I would do things, how the owner has done things and how he wants them done and make sure that those are getting done in the proper manner.
I'm going to ask a kind of a devil's advocate question here. Based upon your brewing skills and the owner's brewing skills, is there something you're better at? I mean, honestly,
It's different. Everybody's different. It's like a cook. You know, you're a chef, right? We are basically chefs of liquid versus food.
Have you ever clashed?
His ideas and my ideas tend to float along the same line because I learned a lot from him as well as the other people that he's taught that have preceded me.
So you guys work as a very good team.
So we work as a really good team. You know, nice. I do tend to formulate some recipes. He will double check them, make sure they're good. Sometimes he comes up with the recipes and we look at them. We'll have some debate. But ultimately, he's the brewmaster. So whatever he says goes. But he does like the input from his brewers. I mean, he's a great owner like that. You know, he's not one of these guys that it's my way or the highway. He definitely likes input from the people that work for him.
Want to give him a huge shout out to your pimp.
Yeah, Tom Young.
Tom Young, we love you so much. Tom? Tom Young.
Y-O-U-N-G.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure. Because it sounds real Asian.
You'll get there, kid.
And I'm working. Hey.
Yeah.
Disabilities, baby. Disabilities. Right. State check. We'll be right back. All right, so look, guys. We feel really bad for showing up late at Great Basin Brewing Company. So, at this point, I know it's shameful for us to plug ourselves, but guess what? It's still our fucking show. So, guess what? OBSBeers.com. If it wasn't for David finding us, we wouldn't be here. OBSBeers.com. Get your ass there. Hey, Frank.
You.
12 hours later from Las Vegas to Reno.
Oh, Gavalt, yeah.
So, where do we go? Where are we at?
We are at Great Basin Brewing Company.
Hey, Cameron.
Yeah?
Look, we kind of ran into your boy, David. David's been handing us shit left and right post-pizza, so as fat asses and drunks, we're not going to be able to plug you guys. So, Cameron, real quick, where can everyone find where we're located, just in case if we need an Uber?
Yeah, check out greatbasinbrewingco.com. We're in Reno and Sparks, Nevada. Got 2 brew pubs.
What about your Facebook, your Twitter, your Instagram?
our Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, in that order. order. Great Basin Brewing Company for Facebook, Great Basin Brewing for Instagram, and GBB Co. for Twitter.
Is it a great place to be?
It's the greatest basin in the whole wide
world.
We left our
kids in the car. Is it family oriented?
Yeah, mostly, but it's all right. It's pretty cold outside.
Wait, and then we left our pug in the back. Is it pet friendly?
Well, you got to keep your dogs out
so
of the car.
So not pet friendly?
Yeah.
All right, 2 out of 3 ain't too bad, guys. Check out greatbasin.com. Wait, hold on. Is it greatbasin.com?
greatbasinbrewingco.com. Actually, okay. greatbasin.com.
Okay, which one is it? Can we get this shit together?
It's all of them. It's all of them. Great Basin Brewing Co., Great Basin, icky.beer.
Actually, you know who we could ask? Huh. Since we both really fucked this commercial up. Siri, Alexa, Google, all the motherfuckers.
You gotta ask Alexa, hey Cortana, hey Google.
Oh, I forgot about that bitch, Cortana.
Yeah. Hey Siri. Okay, Google.
All right. And then Amazon Prime Fire Stick. Okay. All right. We're good.
What the fuck are you we're talking
good.
About?
Well, okay. First off, hey, Amazon this is David's Prime fault. Okay. Fire anyone stick? Wants to blame how this show
I'm
went?
Just gonna say words. Other things might happen.
This commercial is off the rails. It's off the rails, folks.
If anyone doesn't believe why I have to take fucking blood pressure medication, this is why. Great Basin, get there. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back, and we want to just go ahead and say, hey, DJ Child, where you been? We honestly want to say there were some great photography things, and a lot of people were wondering, where is the photographer for the Facebook, the Instagram, and all that good stuff? And we were like, she's taking a shit.
Yeah.
But you're saying it's your cousin, but you told me you were adopted. How do you have a cousin if you're adopted? Guys, check out djchild.com. No, I don't. Look, first off, unless she's going to bust out that dun-dun-dun. All right, guys, we'll be right back. We're going to start the show again. Bye. Hey, Sean. So I noticed after Frank was pottying, like, they don't really have a way for me to watch him, so I kind of got asked out of that one. Right. Thanks, Dave. And I noticed when I came back in, you were getting to know Mr. Cameron. What was the question you asked him?
I didn't ask him a question.
No, I just started talking.
He was going on in a tangent about like why he like goes to the bunny ranch. And
I thought it was weird because I know a lot of people from Reno, and I didn't know it was up here, and I think it's beautiful now that I'm here, but he was telling me about...
Why he's stuck here.
Yeah, about how he didn't think he was going
to
stay.
So let me find out. So why do you choose to stay here when you have... You're young. Yeah, you look like you're in your 20s.
30.
Really?
Young face. Love it. Love it. That's a great comable face. Why do you stay besides working at Great Basin? Other than that, what else keeps you here?
Yeah, so I was mentioning that I grew up here, and like I growing up, I thought the same thing about Reno as everybody else did. Like, why would anybody be here? Like, I can't go to the casinos, anything like that. Didn't matter to me. And then as soon as I like started becoming an adult, that I think I don't know if like I just didn't know about all of the things, or if everything just in Reno really started getting cooler in like the last 10 years.
Nice.
Like, I live in the Midtown area. It's totally walkable. Like, I could very easily not leave like a 2 mile radius from my house and like have no problem. Like,
nice.
Like, yeah, tons of bars, like restaurants, great place. Stuff. Love this area. Tons of outdoor activities. Really great beer scene. I think the especially compared to like Las Vegas, I think we have what 25 breweries total in Northern Nevada, and there's
chill, man.
I know, it's crazy.
Sean.
Yeah.
Technician, please.
Right, sorry.
Thank you.
So I love Reno.
Okay. Same question for you, Mr. David.
What was the question?
The question is, why do you stay in Reno other than Great Basin?
I've actually been able to travel over the U.S. quite a few different places. I can't say I've hit all 50 states, but I've probably hit 2/3 of them.
It almost sounds like if we were going inserting in some things, you almost bottomed it out, but you tapped the sidewalk.
Yeah, it's like Heavy D and the boys. You know,
we have metaphorically hit on tapping ass.
Nothing wrong
okay.
with a tuna can.
Yeah, love to. Hey, yeah, no, tuna can that motherfucker.
Yeah, it's like 3-inch wide. So anyways.
Show me. Go ahead.
No. Oh, so I grew up here, and I actually left when I turned 18 and got out of, graduated high school, and I was tired of this place. There wasn't a lot for kids at that point. We were out there. I was a skateboarding, you know, punk rock or whatever you want to call it.
So wait, you skateboard?
I did. Now I'm way too heavy. I would just snap the boards.
Recently,
you
know? Our Sean the Technician. Yeah. At his age, thought he could skateboard a few days ago, and you notice he fucked his foot up.
Yeah,
he's got the leaf wrap around his foot, you know, and probably the bomb.
He's 38 years old. He shouldn't be doing that. Yeah. But apparently his son was like, "Dad, show me a kickflip."
Yeah.
And look what happened. So I just wanted to
even attempt that now. I wasn't the best at it at a younger person. I'm not good at it now. So
Sean, grow up. Okay. So,
we were out, you know, trying to get these skateboard parks built and all these other things. It takes a while for those things to actually come to fruition. So when I turned 18, I actually moved up to Portland, Oregon for a couple of years. Had a buddy up there, went to visit him, loved it, fell in love with it, went up there for a couple of years. But being from a super sunshiny state and then going up into Oregon where it's raining 80% of the time, overcast if it's not raining, I didn't enjoy not seeing the sun. So after a couple of years, I moved back down here. And then at that point, saw all the construction that was going on. They started building these parks. They started revamping the downtown area to make it more pedestrian friendly. All these different things that now became available for kids to be around. It was basically making it more family friendly around here.
Nice.
So at that point, I love the outdoors. I love snowboarding. I love hiking. I love everything outdoors. And this place became like a mecca for that.
Okay.
And there's not a lot of places I have seen in the U.S. that are kind of like a honey hole like we have here. So I don't want that to get out. But it's already becoming overpopulated. But it's really a really cool family oriented, very close knit community. Everybody knows everybody. I can't go to a store without seeing somebody that I know, whether I went to high school with them, whether I've seen them through the brewery, whether I've seen them through my landscape career, whatever. It's pretty much take it for granted, but I'm going to go out there and see somebody that I know no matter where I'm going. So,
as one man to another man, I love a honeypot. Okay. So before we get into the next thing, Frank, is there anything you personally want to know from these guys before I ask some very intimate lingerie style questions?
Lingerie style?
It's my show. Crotchless. Yeah, lingerie. No, whoa, sir.
Oh, sorry.
Adult children, listen.
They don't know what that means.
Anything you want to know,
Cameron,
about
the... what's your favorite beer that Great Basin brews?
It's actually, luckily enough, the one that I'm drinking right now. It's our Bitchin' Berry.
Okay, hold that thought. We're going to get into that in just a moment. So you like this beer?
I love this beer.
Okay, Frank, any other questions?
Apparently not.
I mean, we're going to talk about the beers that are here.
No,
on the
set. I've been shut down.
No, so. Look, we're going to get into the beers because there's a lot of really great things that go with this.
All I heard was shut up, Frank.
No, I didn't. Okay, you want to start over and ask them the same question again? Good job, Sean.
Are you having a good time?
I'm having a great time.
Thank you,
Shut
Cameron.
Up, Frank. Anything else, Mr. Frank? Like, seriously, because I kind of want...
No, seriously.
All right, fair enough. All right, fine. Hey, Dave.
Yes, Key.
I've noticed you brought four pitchers. But before we talk about those things, where did the name Great Basin come from?
The Great Basin, which we are in. Do you know what the Great Basin is?
There's a reason why I asked.
Oh, okay.
Because so I don't know.
You do not know.
Okay. If you want me to Google search and ruin this whole thing to Wikipedia...
The Great Basin is an area of the United States where typically most rivers and water flows out to the sea. However, the Great Basin is not one of those areas. Everything flows into the Great Basin, but nothing flows out. So that covers about four or five different states, but it is called the Great Basin.
Okay, I like it. Go ahead, Cameron.
So it's basically like the entire state of Nevada except for the little tip where Vegas is.
The tip.
Just
the
a little one, too.
Vegas is
just that tiny little tip.
It's very sensitive.
Right. Ladies
and gentlemen, if you want to show somebody's tip a good time, do this. Blow on it. A little ice in your mouth.
The engineer continue. Doesn't like
it. It's basically from like the Wasatch region of Utah all the way through to the Sierra Nevadas. So it kind of covers like half of Utah, all of Nevada, and then a little bit of Idaho, Oregon, Arizona, which are going to be, or that's kind of where we want to be selling beer.
Okay.
So we actually like just started going into Utah last month. And yeah, you know, we're going to be adding Arizona and Idaho pretty soon.
Fair enough. Could you put the mic back to Dave real quick?
Yep.
Hey, Dave.
Hi, Key.
Cameron just one-upped your ass. He's like, well,
that's
okay. No.
That's why he's the sales guy, and I make the beer.
You need to know about your fucking regions. All right, so we got four beers
there's
here.
There's a reason, yeah.
So, Frank, you can talk about the beers with Dave and Cameron. It's time for me to shut up and drink.
All right, guys.
Wait, transition to... oh, you guys picked the transition sound.
A car wreck.
We did that one last time, the technician said.
I didn't know that. Sorry.
That's okay. You should listen to the show more often.
Flatulence.
That works.
That'll work. Okay, so...
But like
so,
a really tight flatulence.
Yeah, like you're squeaking something out.
Yeah,
you know,
not a big...
Like it hurts?
Well, like you thought you were going to be real quiet, but you weren't.
Yeah. Like church fart.
Like the...
Gotcha.
You just gave me
there it is.
Sean, I need you to keep that, and we need to put that on our soundboard. I'm going to need David to sign a release form on that.
It's so good.
Thank you.
It's almost...
It's
almost inquisitive. Like,
are you sure you did more than just that... landscaping sound effects for Disney? That's not like a Pumbaa fart.
How about the silent whisper? The
nice.
run that back for me. Play that again and auto tune that for me. Thanks, Sean.
I can't auto-tune that.
Then I guess you're not needed. Okay. All right, Frank, we got four beers here. It's your portion because you're the straight-laced cat.
All right, well, I have a pitcher in my hand right now. What am I?
I believe that's an ichthyosaur. That's one of our... No? What is that?
Smash.
Oh, that's the Max Smash. That's our most recent edition of IPAs that we got out there. So we do what's called the Brewer's Choice.
Okay.
We have these brewers that are making the same beers over and over and over again all the time. We want to give them the chance to make whatever they want to make.
Okay.
Nobody wants to make the same beer every day, all day. It gets boring. We want to keep everybody involved and excited about what they're doing. So we started up this whole Brewer's Choice program. This is Max. He's right now running our Reno location, oversees all the operations at that point. And he decided he wants to make a smash beer. Smash beer, for those that don't know, is typically, it's an acronym for single malt and single hop. This one had a single hop, but it was a proprietary blend called Falconer's Flight 7C. So it actually had seven different hops all combined into one pellet that we then threw into the beer. So the acronym's still works because now it's single malt and seven hop beer, but typically it's just basically your two row, your base malt, and has some really nice citrus character through the hops. And this is his choice for his brewer's choice for the month.
It was a great choice.
Yeah, it came out really nice, very drinkable, middle of the road, range of alcohol, not overly bitter, very nice hop aroma, extremely drinkable. If you're going to drink this in the middle of the summer, this is an IPA to drink.
Yeah, and I think this is a beer that you could just slam back.
Yeah,
again and again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fantastic. Number two here.
That's probably icky.
Which I love.
Yeah, we got the beers.
I told you that when
I got
here.
Yeah. So that's our flagship IPA. You know, the owners that started this place up, the homebrew competition that they won at that time, one was for our Wild Horse, which is an alt beer, an amber style ale, and the other one was for the Chile Beso, which you guys have done a review on, which is a jalapeno infused beer.
Right.
Which is delicious. You know, I know how you love the chilies, you know.
I have GERDs.
I love it.
So that's the beers that they won, and of course they brought that in, and we've won some awards with those beers as well, but most breweries are going to have an IPA, and Ichthyosaur was their IPA that they have on as a flagship. It's our state fossil. The owner used to be a geologist before he became a brewer, so a lot of our beers are tied into geology of somehow, some way.
And I want to say thank you for that, because that was one of the questions was, how do you guys come up with your names?
Right.
Some of the, I've noticed some of the labels all run a certain theme with geographical locations or some sort of land or fossilization and stuff like that. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I can sound professional at some point. All right, get back to the show.
Regardless, I mean, no matter what it is, we try to tie it into Nevada. Whether it's local, whether it's Nevada, whether it's geological, whatever, we try to tie something back into this region. So,
fair enough.
Yeah. Chubby level six.
Six.
How high does the chubby level go?
As soon as it gets to eight, someone's got to form. Someone's got to form and give the head. Voltron reference for all you fucking millennials.
All right, so we've got a third pitcher here. So what do we got here?
So this was the Buster. That was...
Idaho 7.
This is a wet hop beer that we do. Wet hop beers are a little bit different than your typical IPAs. We try to get the hops off the vine and into our kettle within a 24-hour period. As soon as you start to pluck the hops off, they tend to degrade. So we want to get the freshness, all that wonderful character from the hop into our beer before it starts to degrade and go bad. So this one, we actually... actually had Cameron and a few other brewers go down and make a few different trips. So we actually made two renditions of this wet hop beer. This one has Cascade for bittering and Idaho 7, which a lot of people are really loving this year. I've heard nothing but good things about this beer. I'm typically not the hoppy beer fan, but I'm actually drinking it. It's delicious.
So. We're on our second pitcher, bud.
Yes, we are. Of that style.
Yeah, actually of this particular beer. And
last
then,
but not least.
Yeah. So then we also have this this other IPA that we call Buster. This one happens to be Buster 4.1. What we do is we get together with a company that basically gives out these hops that are proprietary. Sometimes they have names, sometimes they don't. There's numbers to them to see if they're going to actually stick in the market. However, they end up giving us these hops, and we can make any beer style we want out of them. The only regulation is that we give them $1 per pint proceeds back to them to help with ALS research, or Lou Gehrig's disease.
That's awesome.
We came up with the name because Buster was Lou Gehrig's nickname, and then number four was his number. Mm-hmm. This one is called 4.1 because this is the second rendition this year of that beer. So they gave us enough hops that we were able to make two different batches out of it this year. So.
I think we've donated... I think altogether with Ales for ALS, we've donated $20,000 over the last 4 years.
Is there a website link for this?
Yeah, alesforals.com.
Hold on. What's the website?
The website is alesforals.com.
Could you spell it out, please?
Yes.
Boom, got him.
ALESFORALS. .com.
Okay, all right. Can we go ahead and give him a standing ovation on that? And then a dog hump and a dog. Thank you. Love it.
So I'm having the Busters right now, and I got to tell you, it's fantastic. The hop combination to me reminds me of Centennial a little bit, but without the pininess to it. Just more of that residual sweetness to it. Absolutely fantastic.
Yeah. I've been definitely enjoying the two of them, and I don't mean to put David on the spot. We're going to need somehow to get this to individually... review these and the website link so we can make sure that
we would have to hand bottle it, but I'm
At some point,
sure.
I mean, I'm gonna need some help here.
Have Cameron write up a label that you guys can look at.
You can just write it on a blue painter's tape.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, I'm at chubby level.
Seven. You're at seven right now? Like, do we need to get some Vaseline for Cameron's lips or
I go through the back door, baby. I get them on enchilada night.
What?
Chubby level 8? I'm going to need someone to form the head and give it.
Oh, my God.
No, these are phenomenal beers. We really enjoy everything you guys do, hands down. I mean, there hasn't been a bad beer that we've had that we could say, all right, stop. Like, smack your hand, go to your room, think about it.
Sure.
I think the only problem I have is we don't get enough of it in Las Vegas.
Yeah, so what's your problem?
I think well, we get the amber.
So, Cameron, is there a reason why?
We get
Cameron,
the amber, is it because, we get the outlaw, and we get icky.
Yeah, so is it because I'm black?
Yes.
Hey, Dave.
That was Dave.
Okay, Dave. Yeah, Dave, I see your tattoos.
If you moved out of Vegas, we'd be totally fine.
Okay. So what seems to... Okay, so as far as distribution, let me ask, talk to you about sales. So we get a very limited selection of beers in Las Vegas based upon the things you guys make.
Yeah.
Is there a reason why?
Yeah, so I think... So there's a lot of different reasons for that, but part of it is that, you know, for so long, a lot of people have, like, you know, you're aware of Great Basin in general because you've had Icky and Outlaw and Wild Horse, and you know those have been going down for, you know,
long time.
5-10 years in kegs, bottles maybe 5 years,
right?
But so I think that there's this perception in Vegas that Great Basin is just kind of a run-of-the-mill brewery that doesn't do a lot of cool stuff, and so, you know, when we're down there trying to sell things, a lot of the times the distributor won't bring in the unique things unless the run-of-the-mill things are selling. And so, you know, a lot of times, like, people just don't look at the Great Basin book, don't ask for stuff because, you know, they've gone through the things that they already have, and so they're not necessarily bringing in the cool things. But there are a couple of places in Vegas that are, you know, are starting to get some of our one-offs. I don't know if you guys mind if I plug them.
No,
but,
absolutely.
Nope. Plug the shit out of them, and then when you're done with that, fuck with us and get some money.
So,
G-Easy 595
Craft and Kitchen.
Yep.
Yeah, we know them. We know them.
So great. So I met with Van beginning of December, and immediately he brought in our chili beso, our bitch and berry, and our skittily, which is the barrel aged Russian Imperial Stout.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah. So he had all three of those on tap in December, and basically, if we have accounts that like that wants to bring in the cool shit, then we kind of get to. Corey's definitely brings us in. 595. We're actually working with Big Dogs on a combined tap takeover event at the Atomic. So it's going to be the state's two oldest breweries at the oldest liquor license.
Nice.
So yeah, we're hoping to do that maybe in March sometime.
Sounds good. My birthday's in March, so let's. Nice. I'll be looking for you, Cameron.
Yeah.
in that weird way.
Yeah. I'll wear a condom. Okay. Maybe. He is from Reno.
Yeah.
All right. So
I thought that question was really interesting.
Frank, you have no beer in your cup.
That's okay. I can get some more. I thought that question was interesting because we have a friend who was distributing in Vegas, and it wasn't profitable for him to continue to do so, which is an absolute shame because his beers are fantastic. So it's interesting to hear someone else's point of view on the Vegas market. So
another major thing tying off of that is basically there's a really big like pay to play type of thing going on in Vegas where people call it a marketing fee where they want me to give them $1,000 to print menus whatever other bullshit reasons that they come up with, but it's literally just paying them to put our beer on tap. And we definitely
apologize
don't
for you.
It's all right. I mean,
it's illegal too.
Well, it's technically it's not illegal in Nevada.
Yeah,
we can pay a marketing fee, but we can't. Yeah, we can't legally. Yeah, yeah.
So there's definitely this. We'll take care of you guys. So actually, one of our biggest things that we're working on, besides of our unique brewery, and we definitely like to take different notes from different places that do these interesting beers, and they think outside the boxes and they understand the rules. One of the biggest things is next door to our brewery is we want to get our own distributing license and a very small distributing store where if a distributor won't sell it, we will.
Mm-hmm.
And we won't go through certain things that they kind of, you're like, why would you do that? And we know definitely to take care of a lot of people. And we were told by a few places that we record and review that if we do that, they'll bring their stuff back to Nevada, Las Vegas, and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So we're going to offer that to you guys too when we get there. So, it's sad that it's just beer.
Yeah.
Why do you have to be so tomfoolery with it?
Yeah.
There's enough money to go around because everyone kind of shuffles around a little bit. Tuesdays I go to Great Basins, Wednesday I go here. There's enough to go around, but so why would they do that? Do you know why they do that?
Yeah, I don't know. But I definitely want to say, we work with Southern Wine and Spirits in Nevada, and they actually do a great job for us. I think that it's a problem with the beer industry as a whole, and the fact that we kind of have to use distributors that a lot of times I think a lot of the smaller breweries would do really well in Nevada, obviously without distributors, where they could self-distribute, sell a couple of kegs here or there. For people of our size, I mean, we have I think 1,200 different accounts in Nevada that sell one of our products. We would have to have a huge distributorship just to go out and sell our own stuff, which legally we can't, but anyway so Southern does great for us. It's a lot of the times it's trying to get into those accounts. You walk into a corner restaurant in Vegas and you think like, oh sweet, I'm gonna go call on this like little independent place, and somehow it's a fucking Dottie's. And you're just like, how am I can't sell beer in here.
You know your neighborhood's gone to shit once they build the Dottie's.
Yeah.
No, it's the truth.
Reno's gone to shit.
No, literally, a Dottie's is like, that's how you know property value is down. There's a mm-hmm. Dottie's within walking. We love you, Dottie's. All right, so this is what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
We actually have a special guest, two people. It's a little added bonus. So, Frank, if you want to go ahead and close it up with these two fine young gentlemen.
Okay.
And then we'll meet them in the glory hole section of the building. Go ahead and close it up with them.
Well,
I like how everyone looked at me like there's not a glory hole. Get your jaws ready, motherfuckers. Get your jaws ready.
I don't know anything about a glory hole. That wasn't explained to me.
It goes into the cold room.
So first and foremost, we want to thank you guys for inviting us up here. It really, really meant a huge deal to Key and myself. Obviously, we suffered through almost 13, 14 hours.
Thank you guys for pushing through.
Absolutely. There was no doubt that we were not going to make it. So we really appreciate you having us.
And thank you for not giving up on us, going, look, you guys are behind schedule. Dave, Cameron, we really do appreciate it. Hey, Katie. That's for you, baby.
Katie had things to do.
She had things to do.
But we appreciate, you know, just inviting us here and the hospitality you've shown us and just being able to kind of hang out and share our thoughts about great beer and great basin. We really appreciate it.
Loved having you guys.
Wait, we couldn't hear you.
We loved having you guys.
As friends.
Now it hurts in my pants.
Maybe more.
Fair enough. All right, gentlemen, we want to say thank you guys. Make sure you guys check these guys out. Great Basin Brewing, everything. We'll be right back.
Google it.
Google that shit. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you guys enjoyed everything we've done with Great Basin, but right now there are two people that have been hiding out in the room that we're in. Frank, I noticed you were talking to him.
Yes.
And I know the show is all about Great Basin, but you know me. I'm all about sharing that love.
Sure.
So if you kindly could you find out who are these two people sitting with me?
Sure.
Right now.
So, friends, would you introduce yourself to our listeners, please?
Thanks, Frank.
So, I'm Karen McNamara.
Hi.
And I am the founder of Conscious Container, which is a startup. And what we're trying to do is essentially bring refillable glass bottles back into our environment, starting in the craft brewing industry.
Green.
Yeah.
So who's the gentleman next to you? Because I might say he's a sexy bloke. Who is he? Slide that over to him. Put that in his mouth.
Hi, I'm David.
Oh, my fucking... Ladies and gentlemen, that is an authentic English accent. Sean had nothing to do with this. Go ahead.
So I'm...
My nipples hurt.
I'm Karen's partner, and I help support her in the Conscious Container effort. So I'm the one that's helping us sort the bottles out and collecting the bottles and giving us moral and guidance support on her business venture.
Fair enough. What's that, Frank? Oh, yeah. Frank wants to know, how did this all start?
I'll hand you over to Karen for that one.
Nope. That's an enchanting fucking voice, bro.
All right. So my perspective...
Lick your lips.
Here we go. So a year or so ago, actually 2 years ago probably, we were sort of tired of throwing glass away and finding that it was just not getting recycled but ending up on landfill. So we started collecting things and just reusing stuff. And then Karen came up with the idea that, you know, we should set something up to formally collect glass, reuse it, not recycle it. She looked a little bit into the wine industry to start with, but they're a little different than industry, the craft brewing industry, extremely the right place to do this. Everyone is collaborative. They want to go green. They've got this same vision, we found out. So I was traveling and I got this phone call from Karen a year ago saying, I think we need to launch the business on Earth Day. So the Earth...
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So let me go ahead and throw this in. Fuck yeah.
So Squaw Valley and Reno had Earth Day events, and so we had a little conversation over the phone about how we needed to perhaps get some things like posters and flyers and a canopy and a table and everything to set up a booth, and then ask if we could actually have a booth, seeing it was about 2 weeks away, I think, wasn't it? So Karen made some contacts with people. She'd already done about a year's worth of research, and we ended up with a booth at Squaw Valley, just to test out a proof of concept. Was anyone interested in reusing bottles? And we have had so much support and enthusiasm for this initiative.
Nice. Sean, the technician, has a question. Sean, I know they may not hear you, but I will try to interpret some of your millennial speech.
I think.
When
you said you released it on Earth Day, is that the one where there's like two of them during the year, or is that Arbor Day?
Okay, so what he asks is, I know he speaks weird, and his English is bad. He listens to the new hip hop. So, is Arbor Day twice a year, or is Earth Day twice a year, or is he actually thinking of both and just was like, go green,
he's
motherfuckers?
Them together, probably. Yeah.
Okay, so, fantastic. Hold on, let me relay it back to him.
We had Earth Day twice, didn't we? Because we had one in Squaw and then a Sunday in Reno. So,
but there's only one Earth
But there's in so fact there's only, only one.
Well, so there's
day,
only one Earth Day.
Two events on different days, I guess they were.
So
but, yeah,
basically,
that's what
Sean.
Confused him.
So Earth Day is once, but you can't insert it twice. And Arbor Day is once. Go trees. All right. So I wanted to make sure he's good. Because yeah. Hold on, let me throw in a dab, and then a ya. There you go. Got you, pimpin'. Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang.
So would you like to hear Karen's perspective on how she?
I'm gonna be honest with you. No. I mean, she's.
You know what?
In,
I would love to hear Karen's perspective.
Karen is enchanting. She's gorgeous. But you have the accent that we can't achieve. I mean, don't get me wrong. I could sound just like you, just a little bit. Hey, shut up, Sean.
Not even close.
Sean,
it's not
in the right region. Okay, you suck. Okay, whatever. Fuck you. Okay, first off, the show went to shit. Okay, fuck y'all. Continue, sir. Guys, ladies and gentlemen, look, no homo. He's got some dreamy ass eyes. And his silver foxness rivals that of Frank.
I think what you're doing makes sense.
Right.
Right. As a home brewer, all I use are recycled bottles because I use the same bottles again and again and again. It's just, right. It's really about, for me as a home brewer, it's about cleaning them.
Right.
Just cleaning them up. Making sure they're good to go, and there's no reason I can't continue to use them. And I think in the craft brew world, if they're serving in their tap room out of bottles, which might be a little rare these days, yeah, they should. And maybe they should offer an incentive to, if they're selling, you know, the 750s that they're making, the one-offs, offer an incentive to bring it back. We'll give you a free pint if you bring back that bottle.
Yeah.
Well, that's exactly what we're doing here.
Okay.
And, you know, I have to have a shout out actually to Tom Young and Great Basin and the crew here, is that this pilot that we're running in Northern Nevada is because of Tom Young and the Great Basin crew. So we are running, the pilot we're running here is incentive-based. So in Nevada, there's no redemption. So what we're doing is we're incenting people to save, and we can only collect 12-ounce long necks right now, which Great Basin has.
Right.
So they bring those in, and for each case that they bring in to either one of the brew pubs, they get a $1 coupon.
Okay.
And then we're having events called Beers for Bottles. So monthly events over at the Taps and Tanks production. Great Basin production facility, where you bring in a case of empty 12-ounce long necks and you get a free pint.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And then we're also doing fundraisers for different local folks, nonprofits, for each one of those events too. And because that's Tom and that's what he's about. He's an absolute gem in regards to what he gives back to the community and what he's doing for this effort. I mean, he sees it. He sees the opportunity. So yeah, it is an incentivized pilot here in Northern Nevada. We're also working in California, but that's a different marketplace because we have that there's redemption in California, right? So we're looking at different, we're proof of concept pilots is what we're actually doing. And we're in the process of going out for funding to see if we can actually get the funding to stand up a bottle washing operation, and probably here in Northern Nevada.
Well, go ahead and give us the website.
ConsciousContainer.com.
Any other social media?
You bet.
We
got Twitter, which is Conscious. One of my kids came up with this. Conscious, CNTR.
Okay.
And Instagram is ConsciousContainer.
Love it. You give great eye contact. You both give great eye contact, yes. Man, this is phenomenal. All right, guys, I want you guys to get with them, and we want to thank you guys very much for coming on, and definitely keep us, email us, keep us in the loop. We want to definitely be a part of that and help you out. So a part of our show, we keep our cans because we crush them and we travel to California, but as far as the bottles go, if we can't reuse them, we usually chuck them and put them in the recycle bin, but if we can send them somewhere or hold them and you guys come down, we do a lot of beer reviews, and
we'll be in touch.
Appreciate the help out. Absolutely. Yep. All right, guys, we'll be right back. We're going to close out the show. And we really do appreciate you. We'll be right back. Transition, Sean. I'm going to need...
No, it's my turn.
Yeah.
I would like to hear an old, like, 1910s car. Ooga, ooga.
Ooga. I like that. Oh. And when you do that, auto-tune the shit out of it. All right, guys, we'll be right back.
Nice.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the beginning of the show. I know you guys heard about almost 40 minutes worth of show, but we're now going to start the show, and it's Two for the Road. And if you guys know the show, Two for the Road are some random fucked up questions just to get you guys out of here, to break up the monotony if it hasn't already been broken up. All right, Frank, you want to explain to the nice two gentlemen here from Great Basin all about two for the road. Hey, Sean, go fuck yourself.
Wow. That was out of left field, man. That was uncalled for.
No, it was called for. Do you not know he keeps waving his dick at me on the show? And I'm like, is that a dick or a thumb? I couldn't tell.
Apologize.
I appreciate it. He's got that apologize. Polio hand. Wait, him or me?
You.
Fuck.
Does it have a nail?
I can't tell. I thought it was the head. It was shiny. It's painted. Sean? Sean? Wait.
You could see if you could play just the tip with them. So
I
that's
would
up
like
to
apologize for the sheer fact that you're missing a chromosome. Okay, let's go. Come on, let's go.
Anyway, so the way Two for the Road works is each of us get two questions. You can only ask one question per person, obviously only two of us. Can't be the same question. It must be about, normally it's about the beer that we drank tonight, but let's make it about anything that you want.
Yeah, anything you want, gentlemen. Russian roulette, you can't have fun without a gun. Sorry, Lady Gaga, had to use it.
So, let's see. Cameron, you get to go first.
Ready.
Anybody you want.
Oh, I'm asking you guys questions.
Yeah, 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 remember,
oh, you didn't explain that part.
No. No, Cameron.
I thought you guys were asking us questions.
Let me do it again.
Yeah, here we go.
We all... questions. Have two questions to ask anybody around the table.
Okay.
So let's say you ask me a question and Dave asks me a question. I'm out. No one else
sure.
can ask me a question, but you can't repeat it.
Okay. All right. I got it. So Frank.
Yeah, hi.
This might not be interesting to anybody else, but what do you do outside of like homebrewing and doing this?
I'm a father of 9-year-old twins. Yeah, Dave's shaking his head. He knows. He feels my pain.
Yeah, Dave,
he feels
two,
it.
Two baby Dave over here.
God bless you.
But not twins. So
I've been a teacher, and I've been a banker. I've done a lot of things. I would like to get into brewing commercially, and I love the work I do with OBS.
I'm over here grabbing David's weenus.
Nice. Key.
Yes, Frank. Frank, are you asking me a question?
Yeah, I wouldn't just say your name.
Most motherfuckers do.
Yeah, and I don't.
What you got for me, Don?
Which of these four beers are you going to take a bath in?
I'll be honest with you. The Busker. I want to bathe in that.
Busker 4.1.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you finished that number before I did. It's so delicious, and it is so nice, and it's had a good cause. And if I'm going to bathe myself in Great Basin's Fine Brewery, I'm going to go ahead and do it in a great cause of beer.
Good idea.
Yay me. Point goes to me. Service 113 left.
Have you watched tennis before? Before you go to Dave, have you watched tennis? 13 love is not a score, you fucking moron.
Okay, I'll be honest with you. Can
for fuck's
can
sake.
30 love.
Wait. Hold on. Wait. Frank.
Yeah, hi.
No, it's not a question for you. This is kind of rebuttal.
Yeah.
I may not understand tennis... Serena Williams got that footers. I fap to that. Okay, so,
what don't you fap to?
Dora the Explorer.
The new one, maybe.
David.
Frank.
No, I'm asking you.
Hi, whoa. Hey.
No.
I was going to ask a question.
No. This is me asking you the question.
Okay,
get back to me.
Please do.
Okay, so, David, I call you Big D, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, based upon your experience tonight, what was the part that almost made you question your sexuality?
When you touched my weenus.
I'll take that.
Yeah,
it
usually does.
Yeah, that's the first time that's ever happened, and I didn't know my weenus was on my elbow, but...
Actually, it's scientifically proven that the weenus is a portion of the skin with lack of nerve endings.
I did not know that.
And you say, let me grab that weenus.
I don't know what the fuck you guys are talking about.
And I don't know if that was a good thing or bad, but I'm going to go with it.
I like that.
Because I was just touched.
You know what this party needs is helium.
I love helium. All right, so now, Dave,
we're a fan of helium on Open Bottle Talk. Yeah, hi.
So this would mean Frank's second question's done. I mean,
more questions. Okay.
Yes, you're the last one. All
right. Have you, after being on the program and indulging in heavy amounts of alcohol?
Yes, sir.
Has Key ever been pretty when you're drunk?
Has
Bloodhound Gang, love that song, and I know it by heart.
So that's a yes.
I will go as far to say this. We were in a brewery in Arizona. Someone dared us to kiss. We smooched. I'm not going to say it was good. I'm not going to say it was bad. I'm going to say it was what it was.
And they caught it on Instagram.
Is Key cute? I'm not saying he is.
But is he pretty when you're drunk? That was the question.
Am I pretty? You know, that is a good question. You know what? This is. Am I pretty when we're drunk?
You're you're pretty much a dick, but I mean, does that count?
I'll take that. Okay. Is that. Would that be okay for you, dude?
Do you find dicks pretty?
Oh, do you find dicks pretty?
I mean, it's a question in a question, God, but
all these questions keep coming. I suppose they can be.
Most females probably don't find them.
Next week on phallic.
I'm dancing around all the questions.
What's God's design? Phallic. Okay. All right.
It's
Frank,
my
you're
turn.
Done.
Let's
it's
see.
Your turn. Phallic. F-A-L-L. Baldwin,
so,
bitches.
Dave.
Yes.
Since you really are kind of running the operation, what is something possibly in the future you'd like to see brewed at Great Basin?
Wow. There's all kinds of things that I would love to brew. The thing is we brew well over 100 different styles of beer. Anything that we have a want to brew, typically we'll come up with a recipe and the owner is, hey, yeah, let's go for it. One of my favorite styles of beer is the Rodenbach. It's a Flanders Red Brown Ale. It takes about 3 years to make one of those. I would love to get into something like that.
Yeah.
And we recently just have a guy take over the barrel program that is also having some thoughts on wanting to do something along those lines. So some of those real long-lasting, old barrel-aged, some of the traditional ways of making them is what intrigues me. So I'd like to see some of that come. But it just takes a super long time for that to come to fruition. And you're still not making huge amounts of money off of those. It's not always lucrative to do something that takes that long to make, but for my own private passion, I would love to make something that stacks up to something like that.
All right, fair enough. So that means Frank, Dave, you're out. So now, no, that means you get to bat it to either me or Cameron. And me and Cameron each have one, right, Frank? Okay, there you go. So you go ahead and do it, and if I were you, I'd bat it to me first.
Well, I was going to, because I know Cameron pretty well, so I don't have to ask him a lot of stuff. But you can ask him a question.
Oh, you goddamn right I'm about to.
Yeah.
You know that he's we're going to probably kiss at the end of the show and take a picture.
And he's not shy.
Yeah, me and you. Oh. We already touched beards earlier.
I'm shy.
every penis comes out of sheath in a foreskin. All right, go ahead. A
little turtleneck sweater.
It is cold in Reno. This is why we love Reno. It has nothing to do with the ichthyosaurs. It's foreskin dragons. All
right,
go ahead.
So, Key.
Yes.
You doing this podcast, you getting involved with beer, what is your ultimate goal in what is this to become?
All right, actually, that's a damn good question. I think the overall goal in general about what I do and why I do it is community. I think at the end of the day, if we all join forces and collaborate, of course, we're all trying to make profits. We all have to make a living and a family support. But at the end of the day, when you make a larger army, no one can take that away from you as far as how traditionally beer was originally made. Really look back at some of the literatures, scripts, and anything written in history, beer was a thing that brought community together because even children drank because you would make small beer and you would pay your less fortunate in beer, such as the word cachet. You know, you would pay your workers in beer or fermentable items. And even to this day, no one knows truly if the agricultural was started by either beer or substance for eating. No one knows truly, but it's a good shot. But if you think about that, it's community. And I think at the end of the day, I want to build community.
Like, that was deep like a muzzle.
Good answer.
You damn right. It's a goddamn. I say fuck the penis.
I thought he was going to say to get laid, but.
That comes with it when you're a rock star with this mohawk. Cameron.
Yes, sir.
This is the last question, and I'm going to keep it real cool.
Hold on. So I only get to ask one question?
No,
then?
You're done. Well, no. You're done. I'm done. He's done. No. I'm on you now. That's it. All right. Is the last question
but
to Cameron's you.
Right, but I only asked one question.
So Cameron.
Then Cameron, you get it.
I'll take care of it.
All right, fair enough. No, you're right. You're right. All right. Wait, how many questions? Okay, yeah, Frank's out. Okay, fine. Fuck it. Okay.
My first one.
So, Cameron.
Yes, sir.
Since you've been in the beer world, right?
Yeah.
Why do you have a beard?
So honestly, I had a beard before I got into the beard world. That's a lie. It's not possible. I've had a beard since before I started brewing. I hate shaving my face. I don't know.
Beard is nice, by the way.
You do have a good beard.
No, actually, this is no homo. I mean, fuck it, it is homo. Do you put stuff in your beard?
Yeah. Yeah, I have
cum,
beard oil.
I mean, what is it?
Well, I mean, not on purpose, but, you know, occasionally there's a dribble. But, oh, yeah. No, I put in
that went in a hallelujah different direction than I was imagining, and all of a sudden
Great Brewing Company.com.
Different. It's not good. It's not good.
I mean, those.
No, but as far as having a beard, are you more, you know, do you like having the beard because it's the cool thing to have now?
No, I mean, I don't know. I like it because it's still just way easier than shaving my face every day. Plus, the last time that I didn't have a beard, I only had one chin, and now I'm afraid that if I shave it all off, there's gonna be more.
Two chins, so you're hiding the fat.
Yeah,
that's what I'm doing.
Right.
All right, Frank. You said that he was owed one.
Cameron, you got the wild card. Whoever you want to ask, it's your last question. Anybody?
And you better make it fucking good, or this will be the last time you're on our goddamn show.
Key, what's your third favorite brewery in the U.S.?
Motherfucker. Son of a bitch. Okay, third favorite. Can I count backwards from one to three?
Yeah, that's counting up.
No, I'm counting backwards. But I'm bumped. Okay. He did. He took his cock out. Wow. I see it coming.
The total Lombardi slap.
He put
slap.
Coke on it, and I said,
balls across
and then he slapped
nose.
Me with it. Okay, so my.
Eat this.
Son of a bitch. All right. So the first brewery I'm going to have to hit you with, Three Floyds. That's what started our program. That's what started the whole world.
For Dark Lord or for Zombie Dust?
Zombie Dust was what started me into this whole world. And when we did Dark Lord, it took us a week to finish. Literally, I had to put one of those wine corks on it, the air ones, so phenomenal. Number two, the brewery. Third.
Great Basin Brewing Company.
No. you want me to be honest? I can't lie.
Yeah. No, you're good.
Brew Rebellion.
Where were they out of?
They are out of San Bernardino, California, or Banning, California. Or our marketing guy and our assistant brewmasters from Banning. The reason why I would say those guys are my third is, and then, of course, you guys would be in my top five. So honestly, and for me, in the world of working with the industry of customer service and the industry of the military, pharmaceuticals, and then now cooking and then beer, it's all about customer service and being like paying attention to people. And you guys are about my top five because you guys reached out to us and we're here. So you guys are my top five.
Good job, Dave.
Yeah, good job, Dave. But Brew Rebellion, we'll get you guys on that. But honestly, my third favorite brewery in the nation is Brew Rebellion.
Nice.
Because he doesn't touch me like Dave did. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank Great Basin. We want to give them a huge shout out, greatbasinbrewing.com. On their Facebook, Great Basin Brewing. Instagram, Great Basin.
Great Basin Brewing.
Frank, thanks, Dad. I got this. Fuck. Can I grow up, please?
Get it out of your mouth.
Thank you. Oh, la, la. And then on Twitter, it's CBBCO.
Or GBBCO.
No. What does that say?
Someone may have wrote it down to say okay, C. So trust me, it's not Crate Basin.
Okay.
It's Great Basin.
It's Crate and Barrel Brewing Co.
Time out. Slide that mic to Dave real quick. Hey, Dave.
Yes.
I know I can't read like the best of them, but just to clarify.
Yeah, that comes with schooling.
What's this last plug say? Read it word for word.
That's definitely a C.
Okay, then. So, Frank, go fuck yourself. No, it is
I just
G-
happen to know what it was.
Frank, I know. It's GBBC.
He's with the gentleman I memorized your Twitter.
Actually, you know what's going to make it even worse? We're going to take a photo of this and post it on our Instagram so you can see the shit I'm going through right now. So, listen, guys. We want to say thank you, guys. We want to thank you for having us here. We want to thank everybody here one more time. No, I mean the plug you. I'm trying to be shameless plugging you.
Conscious Container.
Thank you, Frank, because if I say it wrong, I'll probably say it with a C. Okay, so.
It had a C. It had two C's. You are C's dumb.
That's a G, Gonscious.
Wait. Sean, quit Gonscious licking your lips. It's not weed.
I probably would have said it had a Z.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, if you have a problem with anything we're saying, just back it up a little bit and do your right thing.
These guys don't know what they're talking about.
Listen. We're going to get out of here, guys. We want to thank you guys. Chill Love Raider. We want to thank all of our sponsors. We want to thank, let me make sure I can read this right.
Man Coffee. Thank you, Colorado Hops Company.
I didn't write it for somebody else to read it.
Fucking Cameron's handwriting is god awful, and I'm keeping this on the show.
GreatBasinBrewingCo.com.
No, stop it. No, we're going to take a photo of this and post it. Matter of fact, we're going to have you hold it up right next to your face. Listen, guys, we're going to get out of here. We want to thank everybody for coming through. Make sure you guys back it up. Make sure you guys read the description. And we really do appreciate everyone here. Beer's what we have in common.
What's your beer story?
All right, we'll check you guys later. Thanks and cheers.
Cheers.
That's right. Keep it locked right here where you got it. It's Chill Lover Radio.